see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to A Wonderful World. Yes, indeed. Whether you knew it or not, you are already living in a wonderful world. This is Ruth Kirby and this is KSKQ Community Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning in our wonderful world. This show is dedicated to inspiring and uplifting all of us, to remembering how wonderful our world really is. And because often we are a little unbalanced in our intake of news, media, and music, slanted kind of towards the negative. And it's wonderful to have an opportunity to balance that with some positive news stories, with some uplifting music, and being allowed to feel good again, having a good experience and celebrating joy and the wonders that really do still exist in our world, both in our natural world and in our human family. Okay, we're going to start out with a song to get us going on this wonderful morning, and it is I Feel Good by James Brown. Here we go.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
I feel good. Do you feel good? I hope so, too. That would be great. We could all feel good together. Thank you, James Brown. That was released in 1965, and we're still feeling good. All right. So my first news story today is about a lottery winner who donated their ticket. And this says it comes out of Kansas. Somewhere in Kansas, a Powerball lottery ticket player shines as a hero for sending their winning ticket anonymously by mail to a local hospital. The only message from the generous donor was, please accept this gift for the Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation for the good work you do. The hospital staff had no idea how much money the ticket might represent, so they checked online and found four numbers matching the Powerball jackpot for July 17th. The ticket was worth $10,000. The winnings will be added to their current fundraising campaign to complete new accommodation where patients' families can stay overnight if they need to. How cool is that? I really like that idea. Both the fact that this person donated this lottery ticket worth $10,000 anonymously. So they, if you go onto the news site that I get these news stories from mostly, which is, by the way, goodnewsnetwork.org, you can watch little videos, and there's a video from the hospital where they're thanking whoever it is because they still don't know who it is. There was no return address or anything. It was just sent to them as a donation. But they also showed some pictures of this thing they're working on, this accommodation for families who are visiting people who are in the hospital for long periods of time or even just overnight, that they are going to have a place they can stay right there. So that's a wonderful story. So yes, we are in Kansas, and good is happening in Kansas. So thank you to this anonymous hero who sent in their lottery ticket for $10,000. Yay. Our next song, excuse me, to celebrate this wonderful news is called Celebration, and it's by a band called Kool & the Gang. Anybody remember Kool & the Gang? This came in 1980. All right, Celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Hello, yes, celebration. Good times, they are good times indeed. Don't be fooled by all those other things you hear about, because good things are happening at the same time. Okay, and I just wanted to say, since I just said that, I just want to make sure everyone understands that I'm not saying not to look at all the other things that are going on, but this is to look at the good things that are happening in addition, because it really does help to be in a state of hope and happiness when we are facing all of that needs to be faced. So anyway, here we go. The next news story. This one is really cool. I like this one a lot. Europeans realize dream of a single charger for all cell phones. Imagine that. Every cell phone has the same charger. This is something that apparently their department in their government asked for, requested, / demanded. Not quite sure how that went. But they got a number of companies to comply. So I think there's like 10 major cell phone makers, including Apple, Motorola, Samsung, and Research in Motion, have signed on to the agreement. So by the end of next year, they all are going to produce a charger that is interchangeable with each other. So no matter what phone you have, you can charge it with the same charger. Definitely, I'm sure cell phone users realize the problem when you have a cell phone for a few years and then you change companies or you change phones and then you've got this charger and it doesn't work with your new phone, and then you do it again and then you've got another charger, and then you're over at your friend's house and you can't use their charger, you have to have yours, and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, all those chargers end up in the landfill that people decide they don't need anymore or don't use. So this is really a celebrated breakthrough, I would say, in many different levels, both in our, just in simplicity. Simplicity is just really a wonderful thing in these days of all this complicated technology. And also to keep it out of the landfill, that we can just use the same one, no matter what phone you have. So I thought that was really fabulous. Now, it does say in this article that Americans are going to have to wait, because in our government does not have it on the top priority at the moment. However, it does say that since they're already doing this, that the chances of them offering it in America are very big, very soon, because they're already making this change. And so it's not like they're going to not do it. It's just a matter of, we might have to wait a little bit longer. But since the technology is being accepted and developed by all of these, it says, it makes so much sense that I believe the U.S. will follow. It would be insane not to. And I would have to agree, because this is such a good idea, and I'm looking forward to all this. I used to say that if we really wanted to make technology easy, we could do it all color-coded and it all attaches with Velcro. But maybe that won't happen, but this is one step towards simplicity and also saving things from being thrown away, which needlessly. So I'm really excited about that. And just as a reminder for all of us, I think, that when we want something, the demand, we just need to let that be known, too, because all of these companies made this agreement, said yes. They all said yes to this idea, and it's happening. So by next year, if you're in Europe, you can charge your phone with any phone with the same charger. So very nice. Okay. Good to know that technology is going in the direction of simplicity occasionally. All right, you're listening to KSKQ Community Radio. This is the Wonderful World Show. Your host, Ruth Kirby, helping us to remember and remind each other that we are living in a wonderful world already. Our next song is going to be Get Together by a band called the Youngbloods, and this was released in 1967. Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing, fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring, And you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile.
Yes, Get Together by the Youngbloods. Some wonderful lines in that song. One of them I really love is even the very beginning line, love is but the song we sing and fear's the way we die. Love is but the song we sing. And also later in this song it says, you hold the key to love and fear all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command, which says to me, it's a choice. So we either look at this world with love or we look at it with fear. So part of what this show is all about is being able to increase our ability to look at the world with love. So thank you, Youngbloods, for Get Together. Our third story today is an incredible story, and I'm going to share with you some about it, but I really encourage you to go and watch some of the videos that are associated with this story. I think it's particularly timely for Ashland right now, with this the story of the fire and the homeless person, etc. It's about homeless people. So the story is about a motivational speaker who trades his motivational speaking for finding jobs for homeless. And this comes out of Miami, Florida. The man's name is Frank Kelly. And he says, "My stereotype of homeless people was so far from the truth," admitted Frank Kelly, who was invited to speak to them, presenting his motivational talk. He discovered that they are simply everyday Americans who ultimately inspired him to stop talking and help them get jobs. He founded a program called Project Vacant Streets in Miami, an intense program that reintroduces confidence and prepares them for job interviews. Frank now hits the streets himself to find employers willing to listen and hear the real qualities of these temporarily homeless men and women. A South Florida businessman, Frank Kelly, learns that homeless people are not unworthy of good jobs. They simply have lost hope. Through mock interviews, speaker training, and clothing makeovers, Kelly's Project Vacant Streets prepares homeless citizens for new jobs. Dozens of success stories prove his method and highlight the goals of the Community Partnership for Homeless in Miami. And the Community Partnership for Homeless in Miami is a whole another website you need to check out, which is this place in Miami that has been assisting homeless people, transitioning them off the streets of Miami. They house 700 people at a time, and they say that when families come in, they get the children back in school within 24 hours. They give them places to stay. If they have a place to stay, they have food. And then this program is available at this place where they can participate in Project Vacant Streets. And I was just so inspired. This man is, you know, when you watch the videos, he's been doing motivational talks for corporate America and all these different places, and then he gets asked to speak at a homeless shelter, and he's like, what can I possibly share with them? I've never been in their shoes. I don't know anything about what they're going through. And he was just so taken by what was really going on for many of these people was the loss of hope, that they'd just been down too long, you know, and it was very hard for them to imagine themselves coming back up into a regular job and having an apartment or a house and a place to live and having it all work out. And so actually what he was most really good at, the motivational speaking, was exactly what they needed, that they needed to regain their hope and regain their vision of themselves. And so they offer them all of the training for how to get a job. They do practice interviews over and over and over and over, and they do makeovers with these people and get them looking good, wearing suits and going to job interviews. It was just incredible to watch this video. So, and that this place, this shelter that holds 700 people, that they're just transitioning people, they're rehabilitating them, giving them exactly what they actually need to get back into a life where they're supporting themselves. And it really looked phenomenal from watching that on the videos that are available. So the two websites would be Project Vacant Streets has its own website, which talks about his program, and then Community Partnership for Homeless. And it just really is I think it's a wonderful model for what we could have in every city or town that has anybody who's on the streets, and to be reminded that it's just you and me without a job, you know, or without a home. It's not the other or them or they. It's you and me without a job or without a home. And we have plenty of opportunity to help these people and help ourselves in doing so by bringing them off the street and into a wonderful situation. So anyway, I was very inspired by this, that he just absolutely left what he was doing, got so taken with it, and just jumped in to helping these people find their way back into jobs and homes. So yay, Frank Kelly, another hero in our midst in Southern Florida. And let's see. I think that I want to share with you the ending quote. because this was actually given to me by a listener last week who found this incredible article, which I'm going to leave with Jason, who is the person who was doing the show I was interviewed on Tuesday night, The Whistling in the Dark, and it's The Politics of Optimism. So it's a fascinating article. But there's a quote in here that comes from Machiavelli that says, "Tyrants do not care if they are hated, so long as those under them do not love one another." Let me read that again. "Tyrants do not care if they are hated, so long as those under them do not love one another." And then in this article, it goes on to say, "Cynicism is often seen as a rebellious attitude in Western popular culture, but in reality, cynicism in average people is the attitude exactly most likely to conform to the desires of the powerful. Cynicism is obedience." And it's basically saying optimism, by contrast, especially optimism, which is neither foolish nor silent, can be revolutionary. Yeah. So we're starting an optimism revolution here on Wonderful World. So, once again, this is KSKQ Community Radio. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. This is Ruth Kirby, your host of Wonderful World. And I just wanted to mention that I would love to feature some local wonderful news stories. If you have anything wonderful going on that you want to share with us here, you can go to the website at kskq.org and there's a contact us button, and you can send an email to info@kskq and let us know of a local wonderful story that you might like to have me share on the air. That would be great. Okay. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful world.